Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that you're going to begin to see new connections, because new connections are going to begin to birth expansion around you. And God says, also begin to open up emotionally with a family member, and you're going to find that out of that, discussions could cause change concerning the matter. And yet I heard God says, prepare, because new happiness is also possible for you. You can also begin to see that relationships shall also begin to deepen for you as well. As you're moving about in this month of October, the Lord said this is going to be a good time for you to focus on learning and gathering facts and just refining your communication skills. For the Lord says also, be sensitive to the needs and the feelings of people close to you. For Spirit says, out of this, healing is going to begin to come forth. For the Lord says unto thee that this is an hour where you're going to begin to not dwell on the things of the past, but if you do, then God says go ahead and gain knowledge out of it, but don't fall into any regrets and things of that nature. I can tell you that around the 23rd of the month, the Lord said he's going to usher in some change. For the 23rd is going to usher in a year of financial blessings, a year of financial change. For the Lord says also make it a habit to set aside some extra cash each week. Just put it away, and you're going to understand that as time goes by. And yet God says you may have some real tedious obligations or some heavy workload from around about October the 26th to around about December the 4th. But I also heard him say, protect yourself, protect your body, protect yourself from any kind of a cold or infections, and just make sure that your immune system is up to par by getting your vitamins, your herbs, but also your proper sleep. You'll also begin to find that after the 23rd, God says you're going to be able to improve your home as well as your personal life as well. And you'll begin to see that the Lord says that also, he says again, take into consideration the needs and the feelings of your friends and loved ones when you make decisions that could end up affecting them as well. This is a new day. This is a new season. This is a time of a great start. This is a season and a time when you're going to see God moving in your life for the next 24 months that is going to bless the very works of your hands. As I move forward into the month of November, I'm hearing the Lord says, circle November the 8th and November the 20th. I'm hearing the Lord says circle. Okay, he says November the 6th through the 8th, but also circulate the 18th through the 24th of November. Around the 6th, it's going to be quite powerful for you. Seems like some kind of a project or something is going to cause praise and accolades to come your way. Accolades to come your way. And you're going to find that you're going to be recognized by people in authority for your skills as well as your talents. Now, around the 22nd is going to be a glorious time for you, because I heard God says new opportunities are going to be ushered in regards to matters concerning your heart. God says you're rising up, and know the Father says he has not forgotten thee, neither has he forsaken thee. You will prosper, and you will walk into a time of blessings and release. For the Lord says, I will make you a favorite right, and you'll be favored. You'll be favored. You'll be favored. For new doors are opening up for thee. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets.
God bless you, Sister Melissa. Sister Melissa, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be something that's just going to astound you. And I'm hearing God says to be open to the change. God is also saying that there's deliverance in the family. God says for you to be mindful of the words you speak. God says that he's increasing your patience and tolerance in this season, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Melissa. I just hear God saying that he's beginning to give you some strategies regarding things that are taking place in your life. And I do hear God saying he's turning things around. I don't know why I saw a four-leaf clover. God is saying he is taking you into that greater place in him. He's taking you into a greater depth in him, and you're going to begin to know who you are, who you truly are, and who you are walking with in this season. The right people will begin to stay, and God says those who are not for you will begin to be moved away. And God says let them stay away and move further into your destiny, into your calling, into your purpose, into the divine dream that God has given you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that he's beginning to move on your behalf. You keep asking when and where, and God is saying that in his timing, because all things are working together for your good, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Melissa. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, choose ye this day. Father God says, embrace who you are in and through him. Embrace your calling. Because I hear Father God saying, you are unique and wonderfully made in the image of God. You are peculiar. Father God says, embrace this. Because Father God says, this is the season of endings and completions. Many people are going to be dropping away from your life. And that is the word of the Lord. And when Father God is saying dropping away, meaning that there are going to be individuals part in your life for more greater entrances, new partnerships, new friendships, and new elevation. And that is the word of the Lord.
And I want to thank you, Sister Melissa. Pray you have been blessed by the prophets. I felt that Day of Atonement, that Yom Kippur blessing coming all over you. And you're going to see favor and success in creative areas. For I see the actress. I see the communicator. I see you coming forth in this season. For the Lord says, watch whom you have around you. Watch the areas that you go into. Maintain a clear mind and hear the voice of the Lord. Maintain security even in your living environment. Make sure that things are properly secured and that they're properly put away. Protect your identity. Just don't throw things away or in the garbage or things of that nature. But stay on top of things. For the Lord says, keep thine eyes on me, yea, even in this season, and I will cause you to prosper. Something possibly around sales that's going to bless you. Sales and marketing and promoting is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, watch me for the next 24 months, for I shall favor thee, and I shall cause you to prosper. Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed of $51.92. Peace and joy and happiness shall be your portion. Yes, I see greatness around you. Yes, I see a lot of joy around you. I see children. I see the mate. And I see happiness. I see a wonderfully happy home. I decree it. I prophesy it. And so shall it be. Bless you, Sister Melissa.